Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What's your thoughts after that?
Completely unacceptable all round. That's about as constructive as I can be, if I'm honest. We've not done the basics. We've dropped to their standard. The first 30 minutes was an absolute disgrace. And people tell me they've got effort and, you know, they want to go and win it. What? I'm not seeing it.
I mean, how much of that, though, is to do with the fact, you know, I'm looking at the squad and, you know, I've never commented on this 11 before.
Yep.
This 11's never played together before. Yep. As an 11, you've made changes. And in the first 30 minutes of that game, the passes just weren't coming off. And they were basic passes. And
yeah.
How much to do is that to do with unfamiliarity?
I don't know. Like, I don't want to be a person that makes mistakes. That 11, we feel, is the best team we could have put out to start the game. And if players can't complete passes, it doesn't matter how long you've been here or how long you haven't been here. I mean, it's the name of the game, isn't it? Like, finding feet. So if we've got to reflect on, you know, how we're playing the ball to each other and whether it's time of duration, we've got a few 16-year-olds which have probably played a number of years less than a few of the other players, but since they've put the boots on, it's been about passing, hasn't it? So when we can't complete passes to each other, there's no effort out of possession, you find yourself in a situation like that.
80% possession for FC United in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just about the passing, is it? It's about the chances being created. Was it 18 shots off target, Paul?
Yeah, the decision making was awful in every third of the pitch. Like I say, first 30 minutes, we had prepared last time we played them that they had 2 up top. They've got 1 up top and we've got 3 still sat in. Now, that doesn't... You go back to the prep that we've done for Brighouse, for Stockport.
Yeah.
Chelsea deals with the 9 and the other 2 can drive out. And we got success. But after 30 minutes, like, do you know what I mean? We can't be stuck in traps. And we found ourselves 2-3-0 down. And like you say, how many passes had they done at that point, Paul? About 10 passes.
It's also about momentums of games. And we didn't start the first half well at all. We came back into the game at that point. The second half, we created 2 very good chances in the opening couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But then we get that free kick against us. And, you know, I don't know where to begin with that. But
no. I don't think we've got enough time to analyse the officiation.
It's asking a lot, isn't it, when you go 4-1 down. And to pick yourself up again.
100%. It doesn't matter who you are and who they are. If you 4-1 down after 50 minutes, you've not put yourself in the best situation, have you? And it's always going to be a mammoth task from there. We've not been clinical enough in the final third. We've had a shed load of possession and passes. It's not been quick enough. It's been too slow. There's not been enough movements off the ball. And that's why we haven't brought them down.
So, we were saying, it's not a relegation battle at this stage. It's just a case of just a couple of wins and we don't have to worry about that and we can get back to aiming for fourth. But it's just, how do you pick the players up after this? Because this is one of those games, isn't it, which is going to need a lot of your experience to
refocus
for Charlie.
Like I say, we've got to learn that we're in control of how we play and the effort we put in, and that's what's lacked today. Like I say, we've got 80% possession, but what have we done with it? And was it played at our standard or was it played at Chesterley Street standard? I would say that we played at Chesterley Street standard, and that's why they've took the points from us. But this, for us, without a doubt, was a must-win 3-pointer, everything about it. And I don't know if players have read into that too much on their own perspective and thought it was going to be easy or not. But like I say, the first 30 minutes was one of the worst performances I've seen from a team in my time.
Well, I like to end interviews on a positive, so I'm gonna aim for, I'm gonna focus on two players to finish things off with, Chelsea Flanagan, obviously, yep, and Abby Hunt, who I think in a performance of sixes, let's say, they were eights, and you know they were, you know, more of that, and if the younger players can look up to players like Abby Hunt and Chelsea Flanagan, they won't go wrong with it.
No, 100%. Like you say, I think if you spoke to them too, they'd probably be quite critical of the quality of how they played throughout the game. There were spells of the excellence that they provide, but when we're critiquing a performance like that, and an effort and endeavour is probably the key thing that we're going to start at, them too, without a doubt, we're trying to lead the team forward and make things happen.
So Charlie next. Mm-hmm. How important is that game now?
Absolutely huge. Out of these four we had in this 3 week period, that was the game where a point would have been good. We haven't seen them yet. We went and watched them a few times earlier in the season, but we never know how they're going to set up against us. And then the other three games were almost wins, so we've put a lot more pressure on ourselves for this Chorley game, and we need to be ready. And you know, showing that everyone is singing off the same hymn sheet, and we care about how we perform and the results that our performances are going to get us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At BP, we're putting words into action, making our strategy happen, growing our upstream rapidly and efficiently with seismic imaging tech. 6 discoveries in 2025, 2 in Egypt, 2 in Trinidad and Tobago, 1 each in the Gulf of America and Namibia, as part of plans to drill 40 wells globally by 2027. Helping drive long-term shareholder value. Learn more at bp.com/strategy at work.